This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary. Leanne Hansen is away, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Lynn. Welcome back to the show.
Well, it's been a while since we've talked. What's new in the world of puzzles since the last time we chatted?
What's new? Well, I did something cool last weekend. There was a play performed in Hornell, New York, upstate New York, by a playwright, Lee Marcus, and it's called Life is Short. And it was a two-character play. There's this couple. They each have a secret to reveal to the other, and they discuss their secrets while they're solving a New York Times crossword. And so I went up to watch it, and it was a lot of fun.
So you have had a play named after you, it sounds like.
Yes. And my favorite line from the play is when one of the characters says, "I hate Will Shortz."
Did they know you were in the audience?
Yes. The playwright, Lee Marcus, contacted me through NPR before the show, and so I drove up to see it.
Oh, that must have been fun. That's great. Okay, so now remind us of the challenge that you gave last week.
Yes, it came from our old friend Merle Regal. I said, take a common girl's name in six letters, change the fourth letter to the next letter of the alphabet to get another common girl's name. What names are these?
And the answer is?
The answer is Marcia to Martha.
You know, that seems simple when you see it, like you would get it right away, but I doubt I would have if I had tried. But we did receive more than 1,400 entries this week, and our winner is John LaPoe of Iowa City, Iowa. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you.
So, John, what do you do?
I'm retired now. I used to be, in my previous life, a computer programmer.
How long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
Oh, it probably took me 10 to 15 minutes. I had to find a list of women's names and sort out the six-letter names to eventually find Marcia and Martha.
And have you been playing the puzzle for a long time?
Oh, back in the postcard days.
Oh, that is a long time. All right, are we ready to play the puzzle now?
I'm ready.
Okay, Will, meet John. John, meet Will, and let's play.
All right, John and Lynn. Today we're going to put on hats. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase, in which the first word starts with H-A and the second word starts with T. For example, if I gave you the clue, brand of tanning lotion, you would say Hawaiian Tropic. Number one is president who said the buck stops here.
That was Harry Truman.
That's right. Number two, it may hang over a rod next to a sink.
A hand towel.
Good. Skimpy article of apparel for women. And it would be worn above the waist.
I should know this, shouldn't I?
Not coming to me.
Well, what's the T is, what's the opposite of bottom?
Top. So.
All right, and what kind of top?
Well, starts with H-A.
Yes.
I don't know, hanky top? Is there such a thing? That's all I can think of.
Lynn, I'm guessing you're not wearing this now. It's a halter top.
Halter top, of course. Okay.
All right, try this. Part of a mountain road where it doubles back on itself.
That is a hairpin turn.
That's it. Olympic event that involves a 16-pound metal ball attached to a wire.
Hammer throw.
That's it. To perform a difficult surfing maneuver.
Hang ten.
Uh-huh. Traditional luxury wool cloth for sports jackets.
Luxury wool cloth.
It's a nice material for a man's sports jacket.
Harris tweed.
That's it. Period in autumn when crops are brought in.
Harvest time.
That's it. If you constantly razz somebody, you are giving them a what?
Hard time.
That's it. Theme song for Roy Rogers and Dale Evans.
Happy trails.
That was fast. Statement that isn't a lie, but also doesn't tell the whole story.
Half truth.
Good. Responding to the slightest provocation as a temper.
That would be a hairpin trigger.
A hair trigger is
hair
right.
Trigger.
G.I. Joe, Mr. Potato Head, and Lincoln Logs.
Hasbro Toys.
Oh, good. And your last one, female abolitionist who helped run the Underground Railroad.
Harriet Tubman.
Nice job.
Great job, John. And I was quietly doing very badly on that puzzle. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shortz Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles. So, John, before you go, what's your member station?
Well, I'm a member of Iowa Public Radio, and my local station is WSUI and also KSUI.
Well, thanks for listening, and keep on listening. We always love to touch base with our fans. Thanks so much.
Thank you again.
John LePoe from Iowa City, and thanks again for playing the puzzle with us. And Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, think of a two-word phrase for a time long ago. Move the third, fourth, and fifth letters of this phrase to the end of the phrase without rearranging the letters otherwise, and you'll get a new two-word phrase that means the beginning. What phrases are these? So again, a two-word phrase for a time long ago. Move the third, fourth, and fifth letters of this phrase to the end of the phrase, and you get a new two-word phrase that means the beginning. What phrases are these?
And when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. And the deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Leanne is back next week, but I really enjoyed talking with you and playing with you again, Will. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Lynn.